Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Yud Zayin, mitzvah 417. As we continue in the second mitzvah in Parshas Vayeshanan, one of the most basic mitzvahs, one of the six mitzvos tamidios, one of the six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life, and that is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, the mitzvah of believing in the oneness of God. We'll have to talk about what that means. But this is based on one of the most famous psukim in all of the Torah, if not the most famous pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Something that we say so many times in our life. Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, and Hashem is one. So Hashem Elokeinu, that phrase we already counted in the first Aseres Hadibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But now we focus on the second phrase, the third phrase in the pasuk, Hashem Echad. So what does that teach me? What am I supposed to think about when I hear, when I say Hashem Echad? So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim, one of the more basic questions that we have to get the answer to know for life, says Rashi. Hashem Echad. So Rashi says this has to be read with the previous phrase. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, according to the Medrash. Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, Velo Elokei Ha'umos. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem who is our God today, who asidli yos Hashem Echad. He will eventually be accepted by all the nations of the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tzvanya, Ki Oz Efoch El Amim Safa Brura Likro Kulam B'Shem Hashem. Pasuk in the third paragraph of Tzvanya, Shvenemar, and also the pasuk in Zechariah, Bayamahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. He will be the one unique accepted ruler by all the other nations. That's what, according to Rashi, that's the kavana we have to have whenever we say Shema. It's the same Hashem that is only for the Jewish people today. Yes, everybody has to believe, but Lamaisa, is he accepted? No, Hashem Echad. He will be accepted eventually. So that is the Rashi. You click on the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. What did the Rashbam say? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Hu Levado Elokeinu Vein Lanu Eloka Acher Imo. Right, that's the mitzvah of believing in God. Emuna, which is not today's mitzvah. Hashem Echad, Lo Levado Na'avod, Velo Nitzareif Imo Eloka Acher. So we'll have to come back to that. The Rashbam is bringing in an added point, which is what the Sefer Achinuch counts in this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. But that is Rashi. We'll come back to the Rashbam soon. If you look in the Sfarno has a different pshat. According to Rashi, HaYehovev Yeh Hashem is and will be, and he will be Hashem Echad to all the other nations. The Sfarno says Yichud Hashem means believing that Hashem is a unique being in the universe, says the Svarno. Hisbonein v'havenze, understand this. Hashem, hanotzein mitzius ubare. Hashem, who gives mitzius, who creates reality. Ubare, which in the footnotes is explained, hanotzein mitzius ubare, the one who creates reality and continues to keep reality going. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid. Hashem Echad, what does Hashem Echad mean? Bioso nosein hamitzius acher, achar afisus muchlat. His ba'er she'inimsa zulaso mimin mitziuso. There is no one like God's being. We don't understand what it is, but we understand what it isn't. Everything else in the world is something different than God. Vishihu nivdal b'min, and he is qualitatively different, mi mitzius olam hanifzadim, from our world, umi mitzius olam hagalgalim, and from the world of the galgalim, which we would call the orbits, the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, umi mitzius olam hamalachim, and even different than the angelic world, ba'ofanshu yachid ba'olamo harivi'i. He is in the fourth world, so to speak, above our world and the constellations and the angels. Above that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam HaRevi'i. And says the Sfarno, maybe that's what's alluded to in the fact that we make the dalas in the word Echad big. Hashem Echad, the Mesorah, is to write the dalas in large, just like the Ayin earlier, Eid. V'zenirish enirmas b'yos os hadalas shel Echad G'dola, to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the unique being in the fourth level, so to speak. It's not even level. We can't talk about levels, right? It's not a level of in height. Chas v'shalom. Ubosa ayin shel shma hagdola nirmas sharaui lefkoach ayin. And the ayin is big because we have to focus and realize this and open up our eyes to think about God. Ula hagdil ha'ayin hazeh. And this is something that we have to think about. Ula zeh amru. And that's what Chazal say in Maseches Brachos. Ubavat sheyarech bedalis shel echad leman yichaven lazeh. So we think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the unique being. Echad being meaning unique. That's where Soloveitchik also writes a lot about. Echad doesn't mean one, it means unique. That is the Sfarno. So we have Rashi who says, the same God that is our God today, Echad, will be one in the future. The Sfarno says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a unique being. The Chinuch adds, again, all of these are not mutually exclusive. The Chinuch now adds, what is his view? God is unique and one cannot believe in anything else. Shenitztavinu l'ha'amin, ki Hashem yizbarachu apo'al kol ha'metzius adon ha'kol, Echad, belishim shituf. He has no partners. He has no partners. Shene emar. Shema Yisrael Hashem alakeinu Hashem echad. Vizu mitzvahs aseh hi eina agada. This is a mitzvahs aseh. This is not just derech sipur, just telling, by the way, you should know Hashem is one. No, you must believe that Hashem is one. Right? It's for tzivui. We have to believe that. This is one, as we started to say, one of the six mitzvahs tmidios, along with believing in Hashem, and avodah zarah, avas Hashem, and yiras Hashem, and los asur achrei levavchem. Amazing. We have two of the mitzvahs tmidios right here in a row. First we have the Yichud Hashem, and then we have Avas Hashem. Says the Chinuch, Aval Pirish Shema Klomar, Kabel Mimeni Davar Zeva Da'ehu. Listen to this, and know it, Vaha Amen Bo, and believe in it. Ki Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu Echadu. He is one. Vaharai Shizu Mitzvahs Aseh. How do I know it's a positive commandment? It's not just Derech Agadah, as he suggested. Amram Zechon Levracha Tamid Medrashim Amanas Liyachid Shmo. Throughout Midrashim, throughout sources, throughout Gemaras, we have Yichud Hashem being discussed. Kedil HaKabal of Malchus Shemayim, recognizing the oneness of God that is a chelav of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. This is the mitzvahs aseh that we focus on today. Sharash mitzvah zu yadua, the sharash of this mitzvah is obvious, says the Chinuch, ki ze ikr emunas kol b'nei ha'olam. This is the ikr of everything else. V'hu amur hechazak shelev kol ben das samuch alav. This is what we have to believe. So what are the halachas l'maisa? So, Rov Rishonim assume this is a mitzvah b'machshava. You don't have to do anything. Okay, in an extreme case, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody's life is on the line, and Yehari Val Yavar, believe that Hashem is two, or I'm going to kill you, this would be part of Yehari Val Yavar. So in that case, it will be an action involved. But the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah of machshava. That is what Rov Rishonim hold, and that's what the Chinuch says here. Midini ha-mitzvah, ma-sha-amru zacharnu l'vracha, she-chayev kol echan mi-yisrael le-hareg al-mitzvah z-yichud. It's a mitzvah of machshava all one's life. If push comes to shove, and we are forced to declare our belief in the oneness of God, one has to give one's life for that. L'fisha koshe in amode bi-yichudo barachu, ki l'kofer bi-ikr. Somebody does not believe in this tenet, in this basic idea, then it's denying the one of the ikarim. She'ein shleimus ha-memshala v'yahod ela im ha-achtus ha-gamur. That's a key line. There is no complete ruling authority of the world unless we believe in the oneness of God. It's not that there are, he's bigger than the others. No, there are no others. You can't talk about others in God's league. V'lev kol chacham lev yivchan zeh. And everyone understands this. V'im kein hari mitzvah zu mechlal isra avodah zarah. This mitzvah is part of the isra of avodah zarah. Shanachnu besuvin leharag olav b'chol makom v'chol shah. And based on this as well, non-Jews are also included in this. If he says if it's included in avodah zarah. And look in the Medrash, look in the Gemaras, v'sham ma'asim harbei mikama b'nei Yisrael hagdolim uktanim shehenergu ha-kedushas Yichud ha-baruchu, that were killed al Kiddush Hashem. Again, Kiddush Hashem is a separate mitzvah. Kiddush Hashem, we had back in Parshas Emor, is the positive when one has to give one's life in a case where one is mechuyiv to. Why one of the big three? But either way, this is an isser of a mitzvah of machshava, which we'll talk more about. But first, there's a major question that we have to ask, and that is, is if this is part of emunah, it's part of believing in God, believing that He's one, so why is it a separate mitzvah? The Rambam already counts, the Chinuch already counted emunah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And there's a separate mitzvah of avodah zarah. Lo yelcha lehem achirim. If you think the Chinuch listed at the beginning, and the Bir Halacha quotes it at the beginning of Arachayim, there are six mitzvahs tmidios. Right, believing in Hashem, not believing in other gods. Okay, that's an asay and that's a los asay. But then there's a mitzvah asay of Yichud Hashem. So why isn't that included? Right, what is the additional point? What is the chiddush holding? We have to believe that in the oneness, meaning there's nothing else, there's no other power, what we would call shituf. Right, that's this mitzvah zaseh. So if it's just a part, and if somebody, and you have to give your life for this, and it's a avodah zarah, so why do you count it as a separate mitzvah? So that is a big discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Sement here in the Mitzvah Samelach discusses it, and he says maybe it's connected to another machlokas aposkim. Right, the question is, do non-Jews violate, or are they mitzuve in shituf? What if non-Jews believe in God, plus they believe in other things? One might suggest that Christianity is shituf. They believe in God, but they also believe in other things. They believe in the Trinity. So is that Avodah Zarah? It's a famous comment of the Rambam in a few places. The Rambam holds Christianity is Avodah Zarah, while Islam is not Avodah Zarah. But Shituf, what do you say? So there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, which is quoted in the Ramah, in Arachayim, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, seems to say that non-Jews are not Musharos in Shituf. They don't have to, as long as they believe in Hashem, they're not violating Avodah Zarah. That's their Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. But if they believe in something else also, that's okay. Okay, it's not, maybe it's not the greatest, but there's no violation. The note of Yehuda cannot fathom that Tosfos said it. The Rabbi Yehuda says that it must be that Tosfos only means it in the context of a shvuah. If you swear in the name of God and something else, you don't violate the Isra of Shituf. But if you really believe in God plus Chas v'Shalom, then you would violate. So it's a machlokas aposkim. The Rama and the Rabbi Yehuda, how to understand Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Sama Gimel, whether Shituf is really Avodah Zarah. But again, this has a big nafkamina. What about non-Jews? Is Shituf, believing in Shituf, what about for a Jew? If a Jew believes in Shituf, are they violating Lo Yilachal Elohim Achirim? Or are they just violating the Isser of Yichud Hashem? Ah, says the Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe that's the point of the Rambam and the Chinuch, why they count it as a separate mitzvah. If you believe it's really a Chinuch of Avodah Zarah, like the Rabbi Yehuda believes in Tosfos, then maybe you wouldn't count it separately. It's just a sniff, it's a part of Avodah Zarah, and then it's only counted as one. But if you believe, like Tosfos says, of course non-Jews are not allowed to believe in Avodah Zarah, but Shituf is okay, so you see already it's a separate element. You see it's a separate idea. So even for Jews who are mitzvah, it might be two mitzvos. That's a suggestion of the Mitzvah Samela. There's just one problem with that. We're trying to say this all for the Rambam, who counts it as a separate mitzvah, but there is the Rambam, Menuchos Yisodi Atar, which we'll read more in a minute. But the Rambam says, Kol Hama'ala, this is an Alach of Vav, Kol Hama'ala Al Daito, Sheyesham Eloka Acher, Chutz Eloa Acher, Chutz Mizeh, if anybody thinks that there's another God besides Hashem, Ove Belosa, Sey Shenemer Lo Yelach Elohim Achirim. Ask the Mitzvah HaMelech, I don't understand. We've just explained with other Rambams that if you believe, they count it as a separate mitzvah, because Yichud Hashem is connected to Avodah Zarah, but it's not actual Avodah Zarah. So how can the Rambam say you violate Lo Yilach Elohim Achirim? If you believe in other gods, right? Isn't that a violation of Yichud, not Avodah Zarah? See, he quotes other Achronim, he quotes the Olas Tamid, that suggests maybe there's two types of Shituf. Two types of Shituf. If somebody believes in Hashem and somebody on the equal par with Hashem, that is Shituf Mamish Avodah Zarah. Even non-Jews would be usher in that and would be Musar in that, and that's Mamish Avodah Zarah. And even the Rambam would believe. That's what the Rambam is talking about here. That's Lo Yilach Elohim Achirim. But what if I don't believe in that? I believe that God appointed, God has a helper. He has a helper, and that helper has inherent powers. You believe that they have power that doesn't emanate from Hashem himself. The Ramban in Parshas Achrayimos writes that every land has a sar over it, and the Midrashim talk about the sar shel Esav and the sar shel this and the sar shel that. There are many Rishonim that believe in that. But the Ramban wouldn't say that it has inherent power. Not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody believes that something has inherent power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave certain power, and now that being has their choice, has their own authority to act, so that's not Mamish Shituf equal. That's a different type of Shituf. So maybe that's the type of Shituf that is included in today's mitzvah, in Yichud Hashem, but that wouldn't be called Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam, according to the Ramah, in Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf, Sama Gimel. But again, that is all a discussion, but Lamaisa, why does the Rambam count it separately? Because it could be that it's a separate Chelek. Shituf isn't totally, exactly Avodah Zarah, especially the second type of Shituf that we are talking about. Okay, either way, this is the mitzvah. Let's read some of the Rambam. Again, because this is a basic mitzvah, we can't move. The Rambam, the first parak in Mishnah Torah. The first parak in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, starts off by saying, the Yesod HaYesodos, V'amar HaChachamos, the ikar of being a Jew, is to believe that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leida Sheisha Matsui Rishon, V'hu Mamsi Kol HaNimsa, V'chol HaNimsa Min HaShemayim V'aretz, everything in this world, Lo Nimsu Ela Me'at Mitas Hi Matzo. We, everything, only exists because Hashem wills it to exist. V'im Yala Al Hadash Yehu Eino Matsui, Ein Dabar Acher Yachol Hi Matzos. If God ever decides something should not exist, it won't exist. Period. And if he decides that nothing should exist besides himself, that could be done. Because he's the only existence in the world that is not dependent. He is the only independent existence in the world. There's nothing true like him. And he is Mesabev the world, and he causes everything. And knowing this is a mitzvah zaseh, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Then the Chinuch says, Elok, and then the Rambam says, Eloka ze echadu. Here's today's mitzvah. Eino lo shnayim, he's not two, velo yeser al shnayim, elo echad she'ein ki yichudo echad min ha'achadim ha'nimsa'im ba'olam. He's one, but it's not like one that we think as one. In quantity. Lo echad keminshu kolel minim ha'achadim harbe. There's a lot, but this is one of them. No. Velo echad kiguf. Oh, it became unified. There are a lot of different parts that became one. No. Ilu haya elohus harbe hayugufun vikvios. If there would be many gods, then obviously they would bump into each other. They'd be bodies. You can't be a god that takes up the whole world, the whole universe, and be more than one. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. Mipnei she'ena nimnim hashavin. He continues, and therefore he says, that's what we believe. That's today's mitzvah, which sounds like a svarno type of mitzvah. He says like the chinuch also. Not to believe in that there are any others in Shituf, but it also sounds like the Sfarno that part of the mitzvah is to believe in the uniqueness of God. Vashem Elokecha Memes, that's what we have to believe. Also believing that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have any body, that's also part of this mitzvah. Shbefur Shpatar Benavi Shira Kadosh Baruch Hu Guf Ugvia. And what are all the metaphors, says the Rambam, to help us understand it. Good, and that's what Moshe said in yesterday's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu Lasig Harini Nos Kvodecha Bikesh Leida Amitusi Maso. He really wanted to understand Yichud Hashem. Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu, in yesterday's parsha, said, "I want to do Mitzvah Tuf Yud Zayin better. I want to really understand Hashem Yichud Hashem." Hashem says, "Sorry, this is the mitzvah that you do your best, but I can't reveal myself to you because human beings are finite. Even you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are a finite being, and there is no way." It's out of the realm of possibility that I can reveal myself to you. Okay, so this is all the Rambam, the Chinuch, that is a mitzvah of Machshava. There are a couple of other Rishonim, though. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, another one of the Monia Mitzvahs. In Mitzvah Beis, he counts that the mitzvah sounds like he's including as part of the mitzvah of Dibur. We say it, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say it, but that's the mitzvah of Kriyashma, which is a separate mitzvah, Maybe Yichud is part of that mitzvah, but we have a separate mitzvah of Yichud, which the Chinuch and the Rambam don't say that you have to say Shema. There's a separate mitzvah of Shema. But here the Smag in mitzvah Yichud Hashem says, V'tzarech she'yarech b'dalos ha'shigmar b'kavanaso machshav azu. So he sounds like the Yichud Hashem is not fully appreciated and fulfilled unless one says something. That's Dibor. If you look in other, that's one in the Lekach Tov, some say maybe, and other Bali Musar say that part of the mitzvah is not just Dibor, but Dibor to others. Remember, Shema Yisrael, the mitzvah starts off by talking to other Jews. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So not just Machshava, as Rav Rishonim say, not just Dibor, as the Smag says, but maybe even Dafka to teach, to try to get others to be Ma'aminim, that also is part of this mitzvah. Good. The mitzvah applies always. Men, women, always. The overall zev ain't a man be yichuda barachu. Rachmana litzlan. If somebody does not believe in this, bito aseizet, the mevatel this mitzvah, vegam kalshar mitzvah shabbat habatorah. And they basically are mevatel all other mitzvahs, because why am I shaking a lulav if I don't believe in Yichud Hashem? There's no purpose. I'm not doing, what am I doing? Ki kulam tluyos be'emunas elukusov yichudo. If somebody doesn't believe, and they do the mitzvahs, they're just going through the motions, how much credit do they get for those mitzvahs? That's not even shalol lishma. That's nothing. There's no basis. You have to get to the, if somebody is a kofar and they do it, they have to try to work on their emuna. V'hamamin b'Hashem v'hapoteach bo yisugav. If somebody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this emuna, then obviously it's tremendous. And this is one of the mitzvahs, she'amarna b'tchilas ha-sefer, she'adam chayev v'en basmada. This is a mitzvah that everyone is chayev every second of their life. Klomar, shelo yifsak chiyuvan me'alav la'olam v'afilu rega katan. Even for a moment, we don't have any space. Who was the first person in history to say this pasuk, which is the basis of all of Yichud Hashem? So famous Gemara in Maseches Psachim on Daf Nun Vav Amun Aleph. Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed in Parshas Vayechi. He calls over his children because he was about to be Megala, the cates, to them. Tell them what's going to happen in the end of days. And all of a sudden he lost it. He lost the vision. Omar Shemachas V'Shalom. One of you is not worthy. Is that why I lost the Nevuah? Hashem Achas V'Shalom Ish B'mitaso Psul Ka'Avraham Sheyasim Enu Yishmael V'Avi Yitzchak Sheyasim Enu Esav. I know, my uncles and my great uncle. You know, they're not the greatest of people, says Yaakov. I'm saying, not my uncle, my brother and my uncle. Amrulo Banav Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Shvatim said this pasuk. We believe in Yichud Hashem. Amru kishem she'im belivcha ela echad, kach ein belibenu ela echad. Ba'os Hashem Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. Wow. So the Gemara says, Yaakov said Baruch Shem. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Torah, did not put in Baruch Shem. Right? Shema Yisrael and Yahavta. So we say it quietly as a pshara. Right? We have the two psharas in halacha. Right? Here's a pshara and then the mezuzah on the door. Diagonal. Rashi Tosfos. Right? Two psharas in halacha. But they said it. It's a beautiful Azayin LaTorah who says when we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we know Hashem, Yisrael, V'Torah, right? Kula, they're all one. We're all connected. So when Bnei Yisrael say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they're not only saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are one, but they're saying we are one. And that's what we have to realize. This pasuk, which is on the lips of Jews as they're born and as they die, right? This pasuk, which is the pasuk that defines who we are, you know, we declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we are one with you as well. Okay, again, there's a lot more here. Emuna, read over the Rambam, Hilchos Yisod, the Torah, many other Emunas Sfarim, but Baruch Hashem, we got our feet wet. And Baruch Hashem, next time we'll do another one of the Mitzvos Tamidios, Avas Hashem.